Welcome back to our coverage of this event, and it's all happening out on the course at the moment, and not a good way for Padraic Harrington. Dennis Kerwin, of course, has been watching the action very closely, as everybody else has here in the media centre. And before we look at the leaders, we had big hopes for Harrington today, sitting one off the pace after yesterday, but it's just not happening, is it, Dennis?
It certainly isn't, and he's now struggling to make the cut, O'Shane. I mean, Harrington began the day four under par, but he's now five over for his round today. He's on one over par and right on the cut mark. Unfortunately for him, on the par 5 13th, he carved his drive out to the right, and it was into very, very heavy rough. They went looking for it, but he found it eventually, but apparently it was deemed to be 3 seconds over the time limit to find the ball, so he had to go back to the tee, play three off the tee, and he's made a par with a second ball, so that's a seven. So he's five over for his round now and struggling to make the cut.
Yeah, not good for Padraic Harrington. What about the leaders? The man that was setting out ahead for most of the day in his own was the Swedish player Lagerlöf, but Ryan Fox was a late starter, and the overnight leader is keeping pace with him at the front.
He is indeed. Yeah, it's been a very good performance by Ryan Fox. He led overnight at 5 under par. Joachim Lagergren with a round of 68 overtook him earlier to move to 7 under, and Ryan Fox has now just he's retaken the lead alongside Lagergren. He is 2 under for his round through 16, a couple of holes to play, and the chance obviously of taking the lead and maintaining the lead at the halfway point. Danny Willett is in third place. Danny Willett has slipped all the way down to 442 in the world rankings. Of course, he was the Masters champion in 2016, has been out of form. You'd actually beat him in the monthly medal now, O'Shane. He's been playing so poorly, but he slipped out, but it's good to see him come back into a little bit of form, and he's in tie for third alongside Xander Lombard and Matthew Pavon at present.
Yeah, Lee Westwood's in there at 5 under par with a group of players. And I suppose the highest ranked player in the world is Peter Uihlein, and he is currently sitting in ninth, and he's 3 off the pace. So then, what about the Irish? Shane Lowry is the man is leading the Irish charge at the moment, Dennis.
He is indeed, yeah. The highest ranked player in the field is John Rahm. And of course, John Rahm, a lot of the crowds came here to see John Rahm. Of course, one of the great young talents in golf. And he's doing really well. He's 2 under after 14. And he is inside the cut mark on level par. And that cut mark is moving all the time. It's actually moved back to level par. So a couple of players might miss out, like Paul Dunn and perhaps Padraic Harrington, if it stayed that way. But you've got a few players there that are lurking, like Lee Westwood. Again, Lee Westwood, one of the great players down through the years, and he's found a bit of form. He had a 68 in the first day. He followed it up with a 71. He's lurking on 5 under par. So you've a few big names, but a few surprises in there as well, the likes of Matthew Pavon and Erik van Rooyen, perhaps not as well known as some of the other players on the top of the leaderboard.
Off the man, Shane Lowry is the best of the Irish. He is at 2 under. He had a good finish today. Let's hear from Shane as he came off the course earlier.
Like, for instance, I had a perfect number to the flag on the 8th hole, and you're so scared to go for it, because like 2 or 3 yards too far, it goes down into rough and you're probably definitely going to make bogey. So it's hard to get the ball very close to the flag. It's the same with 7, the pin at the back, it's so hard to get it back there, and yeah, it's just tricky.
I can only assume with this weather, they're going to be firm across the weekend as well. A similar test coming up for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. We haven't played a golf course like this. I think Muirfield was the last time, the Open in 2013, I think it was the last time I played a golf course like this. So it's very enjoyable. We don't do it very often, but it's nice to do it every now and then.
Is enjoying today a wee bit better than yesterday?
Yeah, absolutely. And Shane will enjoy the fact that he's in with a chance over the weekend. I mean, Shane mentioned, similar to Rory McIlroy, that double figures could be the target. Maybe something around 10 under par. So in order for Shane to do that, he's just had to shoot maybe 2 rounds of 68, but he thinks he's capable of that. And of course, he's a very accomplished links player, and I think he's improved by 2 shots today. If he does that tomorrow and does that the following day, he'll be thereabouts.
Yeah, well, the man they're all here to see, huge numbers out to watch, Rory McIlroy today was sitting at 2 under overnight. He dropped a shot, ended up with 1 under. Hit a couple of bogeys towards the end, and it was a frustrating day for the Ulsterman.
It tested my patience, obviously. I was sort of mumbling a bit to myself going from the 18th green to the first tee after that putt, but like one of those things. I'm here for the weekend and at least give myself an opportunity to go out tomorrow and shoot a low one.
He's here for the weekend. He currently sits 6 off the pace. He's not to be ruled out. All he has to do is get his putting sorted, Dennis.
Yeah, his putter has been stone cold, O'Shane, for the last couple of days, but it's great that he's actually going to be here for the weekend, because he's a massive draw. I mean, probably Nathan Carter is a big draw here this evening. He's playing here shortly, but even Rory McIlroy, I think, will trump the popularity of Nathan Carter in these parts. And you know, it's great that he's here for the weekend, because a lot of people will have planned to come up and see the golf at the weekend, and it's good that he's around.
One other guy we're going to talk about just before we finish up with you, Dennis, is Rory McGee, because he's the Derry man that we all know has played golf and represented Rosapenna. His parents are from down the Carrigarts and Downings area. He's a fantastic young man, and this is a big stage for him, so it is this weekend. The projected cut is at plus one. He got off to a dodgy enough start. The second hole in, which was his 11th today, he had a double bogey, a 6 and a 4. The back end of the course that was his first 9 is the hardest to play on. He followed that with 3 birdies. He's sitting at 1 under, and he's about to start the second 9 on the first hole. He's got the hard bit over, has he? He just has to keep going.
They're all hard, Oisin, in fairness, but you're right. I mean, a really, really tricky start for him with a 6 on the par 4, 11th. And he's done remarkably well. He's had 3 birdies since then, back-to-back birdies on 17 and 18. A terrific performance by Rory McGee. Let's hope he can hold it together and make the weekend and get a nice paycheck out of it.
You were tipping Harrington earlier. Seems to be all unravelling and falling apart of the guys up there, and the way the scoring has gone today, it hasn't been big. Where do you see the winner coming out of now, Dennis?
It's quite hard to actually predict a winner at this stage. I mean, looking at it there, like down through the first, maybe Peter Uihlein is a player, you know, very, very talented young player and American guy who's, you know, he's plying his trade on the European Tour, similar to Brooks Koepka, and Koepka went on, of course, and won back-to-back US Opens after spending a number of years on the European Tour. So perhaps somebody like Peter Uihlein, but really speaking, it's hard to see where the winner is going to come out of. Maybe Lee Westwood again, a man who shot a very, very good round today, 71 to add to a 68. Maybe somebody like Lee Westwood, but I tell you, you could stick a pin in them after that.
You could. Dennis, many thanks for your contributions today.
Cheers,
and of course you'll be back with us over the rest of the weekend, round 3 and round 4 to come on Saturday and Sunday. And as Dennis alluded to, there is big crowds about here. They're all out to see Rory McIlroy, but they're all here to have the fun as well. And I suppose over in the village, the Championship Village, which is just opposite it, they're getting ready for the entertainment tonight, and it was great to see so many people sitting out enjoying themselves in the sun, watching the big screen. The football was on, the golf was on as well, as a bit of entertainment. It really is a fantastic occasion down here in Ballyliffin, and that's set to continue into the weekend. And if you are coming down tomorrow, the best advice we can give you will be get down here early, because we expect tomorrow to be the biggest day of the lot, and there's going to be a huge influx of visitors. They're all going to be heading to Ballyliffin. They'll all be looking to watch the big boys of the sport. Rory McIlroy will be due out round about lunchtime tomorrow. He'll have big numbers as well. If John Rahm can pick up his form towards the end of his second round, he'll be one to watch as well. But it certainly is set up and continues to be set up for the super spectacular that it is here, the Dubai Duty Free Irish Open for 2018, which is at the Ballyliffin Golf Club. And again, if you are coming down, make sure you bring the sun cream, because there's a lot of redheads about here in Ballyliffin this afternoon.